Lesson 10. Text. On Friendship. Margaret Mead and Rhoda Metranks. Few Americans stay put for a lifetime. We move from town to city to suburb, from high school to college in a different state, from a job in one region to a better job elsewhere, from the home where we raise our children to the home where we plan to live in retirement. With each move, we are forever making new friends who become part of our new life at that time. For many of us, the summer is a special time for forming new friendships. Today, millions of Americans vacation abroad, and they go not only to see new sights, but also in those places where they do not feel too strange, with the hope of meeting new people. No one really expects a vacation trip to produce a close friend, but surely the beginning of a friendship is possible. Surely, in every country, people value friendship. They do. The difficulty when strangers from two countries meet is not a lack of appreciation of friendship, but different expectations about what constitutes friendship and how it comes into being. In those European countries that Americans are most likely to visit, friendship is quite sharply distinguished from other, more casual relations, and is differently related to family life. For a Frenchman, a German, or an Englishman, friendship is usually more special and carries a heavier burden of commitment. But as we use the word friend, can be applied to a wide range of relationships. To someone has known for a few weeks in a new place, to a close business associate, to a childhood playmate, to a man or woman, to a trusted confidant. There are real differences among these relations for Americans. A friendship may be superficial, casual, situational, or deep and enduring. But to a European, who sees only our surface behavior, the differences are not clear. As they see it, people known and accepted temporarily, casually, flow in and out of homes with little ceremony and often with little personal commitment. They may be parents of the children's friends, house guests of the neighbors, members of a committee, business associates from another town, or even another country. Coming as a guest into an American home, the European visitor finds no visible landmarks. The atmosphere is relaxed. Most people, old and young, are called by first names. Who, then, is a friend? Even simple translation from one language to another is difficult. You see, a Frenchman explains, if I were to say to you, in France, this is my good friend, that person would not be as close to me as someone about whom I said only, this is my friend. Anyone about whom I have said to say more is really less. In France, as in many European countries, friends generally are of the same sex. and friendship is seen as basically a relationship between men. French women laugh at the idea that women can't be friends. But they also admit sometimes that for women, it's a different thing. And many French people doubt the possibility of a friendship between a man and a woman. There is also the kind of relationship within a group. Men and women who have worked together for a long time, who may be very close, sharing great loyalty and warmth of feeling. They may call one another copains, a word that in English becomes friends, but has more than the feeling of pals or buddies. In French eyes, this is not friendship. Although two members of such a group may well be friends. For the French, friendship is a one-to-one relationship that demands a keen awareness of the other person's intellect, temperament, and particular interests. A friend is someone who draws out your own best qualities, with whom you sparkle and become more of whatever the friendship draws upon. Your political philosophy assumes more depth. Appreciation of a play becomes sharper. Taste in food or wine is enhanced. Enjoyment of a sport is intensified. And French friendships are divided into categories. A man may play chess with a friend for 30 years without knowing his political opinion. Or he may talk politics with him for as long a time without knowing about his personal life. Different friends fill different niches in each person's life. These friendships are not made part of a family life. A friend is not expected to spend evenings being nice to children or courteous to a deaf grandmother. These duties, also serious and required, are primarily for relatives. Men who are friends may meet in a cafe. Intellectual friends may meet in larger groups for evenings of conversation. Working people may meet at the little bistro where they drink and talk, far from the family. Marriage does not affect such friendships. Wives do not have to be taken into account. In the past in France, friendships of this kind seldom were open to any but intellectual women. Since most women's lives centered on their homes, their warmest relations with other women often went back to their girlhood. The special relationships of friendship is based on what the French valued on the mind, on having the same of outlook, on vivid awareness of some chosen area of life. In Germany, in contrast with France, friendship is much more clearly a matter of feeling. Adolescents, boys and girls, form deeply sentimental attachments, walk and talk together, not so much to polish their wits as to share their hopes and fears and dreams, to form a common front against the world of school and family, and to join in a kind of mutual discovery of each other's and their own inner life. Within the family, The closest relationship over a lifetime is between brothers and sisters. Outside the family, men and women find in their closest friends of the same sex the devotion of a sister, the loyalty of a brother. Appropriately, in Germany, friends usually are brought into the family. Children call their fathers and their mothers' friends uncle and aunt. Between French friends, who have chosen each other for the similarity of their point of view, lively disagreement and sharpness of argument are the breath of life. But for Germans, whose friendships are based on common feelings, deep disagreement on any subject that matters to both is regarded as a tragedy. Like ties of kinship, ties of friendship are meant to be absolutely binding. Young Germans who come to the United States have great difficulty in establishing such friendships with Americans. We view friendship more tentatively, subject to changes in intensity as people move, change their jobs, marry, or discover new interests. English friendships follow still a different pattern. Their basis is shared activity. Activities are different stages of life, may be of very different kinds. Discovering a common interest in school, serving together in the armed forces, taking part in a foreign mission, same country house during a crisis. In the midst of the activity, whatever it may be, people fall into step, sometimes two men or two women, sometimes two couples, three people, and find that they walk or play a game or tell stories or serve on a committee with the same easy anticipation of what each will do day by day or in some critical situation. Americans who have made English friends comment that, even years later, you can take up just where you left off. Meeting after a long interval, friends are like a couple who begin to dance again when the orchestra strikes up after a pause. English friends are formed outside the family circle, but they are not, as in Germany, committed to the family, nor are they, as in France, separated from the family. And a break in an English friendship comes not necessarily as a result of some difference of viewpoint or feeling, but instead as a result of misjudgment, where one friend seriously misjudges how the other feel or act, so that suddenly they are out of step. What then is friendship? Looking at these different styles, including our own, each of which is related to a whole way of life, are there common elements? There is the recognition that friendships are formed in contrast with kinship, through freedom of choice. A friend is someone who chooses and is chosen. Related to this is the sense each friend gives the other of being a special individual, on whatever grounds this recognition is based. And between friends, there is inevitably a kind of equality of give and take. These similarities make the bridge between societies possible. And the Americans' characteristic openness to different styles of relationship makes it possible for him to find new friends abroad with whom he feels at home.